This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1379, Do Hard Things. These thoughts will help. By Krista O'Reilly, Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca, and I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs or articles, sometimes book excerpts, every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful and positive life, covering self-help and minimalism, personal development, and a lot more. Before we get to it, small business owners wear a lot of hats. I definitely do. And while some hats are great, others like the filing taxes and running payroll hat are not so great. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes so that you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add on health benefits and even 401ks for your team. Oh, and you can get direct access to certified HR experts too. Sounds like a great way to run your business, right? But here's the thing, deadlines for the new year creep up earlier than you think, and you're gonna wanna get started now. Don't wait. Let Gusto make it easier on you. As a bonus, listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. This is one hat you're gonna be glad you gave up. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/old. That's gusto.com/old. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Do hard things. These thoughts will help. By Krista O'Reilly, Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. Building a right-sized life requires doing hard things. Living aligned to our values and top priorities in every season involves doing hard things. Being a questioner, stubbornly carving out a path that feels joyful and sustainable, learning to rest, choosing to love yourself well and honor your wiring asks you to do hard things. Unless we want to spend life in hiding, mired in fear, or numbed out, we need to learn to show up afraid and move toward discomfort and practice doing things that feel hard. We could be just starting our family or heading into empty nest, putting life back together after loss or pain, or in the thick of messy midlife. Whatever our age and life stage, we are invited to keep learning and unfolding and doing hard things. It's as important as remembering to breathe. I used to think that if I could build a life slow enough, simple enough, that I could live in a bubble and avoid pain, challenge, risk, or anxiety-provoking decisions. But of course, people kept dying and life was still messy, and instead of healing, I was hiding. This is real life, not a predictable romantic comedy. Rarely does life end with a neat, orderly bow. It's messy, complex, sometimes raw and deeply challenging, and worth living. And beautiful, and meaningful. Living awake and on purpose means embracing the dark and the light, owning that life doesn't have to be perfect or easy to be beautiful, giving ourselves permission to rest and taste pleasure, and choosing to do hard things. If we're gonna show up fully to our imperfect and beautiful lives with joy and on purpose, we will need to do hard things. These 9 thoughts have helped me practice showing up. These thoughts have helped light the path ahead of me as I shook off the chains of fear and started learning that I could, despite what my inner critic and years of hiding told me, do hard things. If, like me, you're a strong introvert, a highly sensitive soul, a non-hustler or messy human who has struggled plenty with comparison, perfectionism, or a mean inner critic, or anxiety and fear in any of its other many forms, they'll likely help you too. Do hard things. These thoughts will help. Number 1, I choose to shift from judgment into curiosity. When we allow curiosity to become more compelling than fear, all of a sudden we find we're able to show up afraid. We realize we have nothing to prove, everything to gain by letting curiosity lead for a while. We might even realize we're having fun along the way. Number 2, life shouldn't be easier. Life simply is. It's an unwieldy, messy tangle of beauty and sorrow, incredible joy, and learning to let go. Staying stuck and wanting life to be easier robs me of joy instead of expending energy building a more hopeful tomorrow. Number 3, I can take one small step. I think we underestimate the creative power of choosing to take one small step, to ask for help, make one phone call, paint one canvas, write 200 words, to say, I love you, quiet the noise, and inch our way toward what we want. Number 4, meandering is a welcome and joyful part of the journey. There may be no perfect path, but there is tremendous beauty and delight to be found on the journey. We find our way by loosening our grip, stepping out onto the water, getting our hands dirty, and living awake. Number 5, I'm already enough. Comparison is useless. My job is to show up raw and real, to use my small gifts, offer my small light, decide what to do with my one life. When I lie on my deathbed, I won't care that I didn't look like anyone else. I want to know I lived my mission and leveraged my strengths. Number 6, what I say or think about me is what matters. As much as external affirmation and acceptance feel good, they're moot unless I decide to love and like me. I trust my gut and listen in. I want to walk out my values rather than follow the crowd. I'll make mistakes and be rejected by some, but I'll walk head held high because I know who I am. Number 7, there's wisdom in every season. There are natural rhythms to life in our day, month, and year, and learning to work with rather than resisting the ebb and flow of energy, creativity, productivity, or other highs and lows allows us to live with more curiosity and openness and less fear and judgment through it all. Number 8, I get to take the long view. As long as there's breath within me, I get to keep learning, growing, and practicing showing up to life. I don't have to panic or figure it all out today. I can take permission to rest and opt out of the race. I can simply choose my response today, and then tomorrow, I'll choose again. Number 9, I'm already happy. When I pause long enough from dreaming or striving or checking off the to-do list, I notice something. I'm already happy. Not always or 100% happy, but happy nonetheless. I'm well-fed and loved and safe. Yes, there is sorrow in my life and uncertainty too, but also happiness born of deep gratitude. You can do hard things. I hope these thoughts will help. May they shed a little light onto your path and help you take the next small step. You just listened to the post titled, Do Hard Things, These Thoughts Will Help by Christo O'Reilly, Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. I'll have some comments, but first, don't forget, Gusto offers modern, easy payroll, benefits, and HR to small businesses across the country. And if you want your business to be all set up by 2020, you don't want to wait. Get in touch now and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/old. That's gusto.com/old. So I feel like I've done the bubble life at times where it's more about protection from hard things. It can sound nice at times, but it really isn't. Like a muscle, we don't grow unless we break down and rebuild or do hard things. And that's where real progress is made. Lately, I've had to do some difficult things that I think are for the better. I've also gotten out of my comfort zone by traveling to places I wouldn't have gone before, among other things. Tough, but it's good, especially long term. Be careful about letting convenience and the easy stuff dominate your life. It's difficult to make progress in that situation. But that'll do it for today. Have a great day. Happy Friday if you're listening in real time, and I will see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.